Okay, guys.
Gives an injury update. Was Vincent Jackson, Mike Williams at practice today?
Well, they were here. They did not practice, though.
Yeah. Concerned at all? What about Tom Crabtree? Was he back today? Or?
He was here, but he didn't. You know, he was limited.
So, you concerned about Mike going out there without having practice with these guys for a couple of days? I mean, it's everybody talks about chemistry and that kind of thing. Any concern about him having to throw to guys on Sunday that he hasn't practiced with?
Well, you don't know if that's the case. You know, he may be throwing to the guys he's practicing with. We'll see. In this league, it is what it is. You know, you don't have lines of players. So right now you got to go with the guys you're practicing with. And if Vince and Mike are well, then they'll play. And they have cumulative reps together. You know, would it be better if they had the whole week together? Sure. But very rarely does that happen. I shouldn't say very rarely. But it's often that you don't get reps with guys because that's the nature of the beast.
Taking the reps in their place, Ogletree and...
Yeah, the guys that are, you know, active receivers, Ogletree, Page, Shepard.
Mm-hmm. Are Vince and Mike in danger of missing this game on Sunday?
Well, anytime you're not practicing, you're in danger, sure. We'll see.
Page made some nice catches last week after he went in. How did you feel about the way he played when you looked at the tape?
I thought he did some good things. You know, he's getting better every day. He's made a constant improvement, which is what he needs to do. He's a rookie, and he's getting better.
Now that you've had Jeff Demps for a couple of weeks and he's on the roster, does he give you a lot of different possibilities? He does more than just run the ball. He can play a receiver spot, right? He can do a few things for you.
He's a talented guy, and we'll have to wait and see what we do with him in the game. But, yeah, he's multi-talented.
Can you talk about Josh today in his new role and what you might have said to him?
You know what? Yesterday I spent like the entire time on Josh and Mike and the quarterback change. Today I'm going to stick to Arizona Bucks. Josh practiced today, did his job, and leave it at that.
Will Revis be matched up with Fitzgerald the whole game on Sunday? Or can you just talk about that matchup and overall what you see with those two?
Well, there's going to be times he's matched up. I wouldn't publicly say yes every play, yes 10% of them. I mean, that would be, not real sharp on my part. But there'll be times when he's matched up on Larry. Yep.
What makes him a unique challenge in Fitzgerald from all the receivers that you face?
Tremendous football player. Not just a tremendous receiver. He's a football player. He loves the game. Incredible work ethic. You can see it in his play. He plays determined. You know, he's not the fastest guy in the NFL. The guy makes plays that are unbelievable. You know, he's a grinder, and he's a great football player. The issue is, if it was just he, you'd be able just him, you'd be able to do some stuff. But he's got some good running mates in that receiving corps. So it's a tremendous challenge, and one that our guys are excited for, but they're not naive. It's a tremendous challenge.
What's for Glennon? Making his first start. He's been on the field, obviously, during the preseason. But what do you think the biggest adjustment is for is it nerves? Is it different things that he may not have seen in the preseason that he might see in the regular season? What is that rookie quarterback dynamic on your first start?
Well, I'm sure the human element of, excited, nervous, anticipating that stuff. But I think it's the execution. Again, that you hit it on the head. In the preseason, you don't see quite as much of the exotic coverages, the third down blitzes. People aren't, just rolling that out there for everybody to see. Now, certainly we practice it, but, it's very hard to authenticate the speed, the tempo, all those, the precision, when they're not yours. But we try.
Greg, the team announced today that the 7 remaining home games, one way or another, would be televised locally.
Mm-hmm.
As a head coach, does that tell you anything about ownership's commitment to the franchise, to the fan base? I'm pleased to hear that announcement.
Yeah, I'm thrilled for our fans, our fans will get to see us every week at home, whether they're there in person or, that's what we're trying to do is create that home field advantage. We got to win. I'm not naive to that. We win, that'll come back. But it's a tremendous commitment from the organization, and to our fans and to the Tampa Bay area.
Greg, sacks are up for your team this year, obviously. Getting a lot from linebackers, which is not necessarily unusual, but most teams want to get it from the front four, that kind of pressure. But is this kind of just emblematic of what your defense is like, that it's going to come from, that pressure is going to come from a lot of different areas, maybe not necessarily just the front four?
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm not real particular where they come from, as long as we pressure the quarterback.
What's the challenge of facing Darnell Dockett out there? Greg, how do they use him? And is he a unique type of player?
I think their front three is a tremendous challenge. I mean, they're three very good football players, physically impressive football players. We have an impressive physical line. I think it's going to be a great matchup, one that is going to be, I think, critical in the determining who wins the game. Well, I think Dockett's a tremendous player. You know, strong, tough, knocks down passes. He does a lot of different things well.
Do you sense that Davin Jones is still trying to get his legs under him, that he's maybe not yet where he can be? Or do you think he's...
I think week one you could see that. I think since then, you know, is he back to his old form? You know, probably not, because he just hasn't had enough reps. But I think he's playing at a high level. And I think it's just now, you know, now the job is to shine it up and get better like all of us. But he works incredibly hard, so he's getting better every day. That's, you know, that's why we practice.
How about Nix?
Same thing. Nix is playing his way back into physical condition, which, you know, as much as he played, that tells you how tough Carl Nix is, because he pushed through some discomfort. If you can imagine not playing and practicing very much and then going and playing an NFL football game, he is one tough guy.
You mentioned Demps earlier. Is there another player you've coached whose speed you can compare to him, and just – talk about how you use that speed.
You know, I guess when I was at Miami, Santana, when he was young, was really lightning. But I don't think even he was as fast as Jeff. I mean, Jeff's a fast guy.
With Glennon, I think there's a lot of people think that, and I think Bruce Arians may have said that, what do you think is his first time out there in a regular season game, we might have the advantage because he's a rookie, he's not done it, right? Is there any advantage of him not having played that maybe on your side you would have, because they've not been on the grass with Mike Glennon and they don't really necessarily have limited film on him? But I mean,
yeah, I don't know that. You know, it's always the question. So much of it is the other 10 guys, and that's what you're defending. You know what I mean? And so, yeah. And, you know, does Mike, the things you study on a quarterback, you know, his vision points, how long does he hang on a spot? You know, can you read his eyes? Does he look you off? His ball security in the pocket late in the down. Those are the kind of things that I think you study. Would Mike Glennon change the schematics? Are we going to change our offense because Mike Glennon's in there? You know, and that would be the only thing, you know. But they have a defensive system, and they're going to run their defensive system, and, you know, that's really what's going to happen.
Couple more. Greg, we know nobody's going to confuse Glenn's mobility with RG3 and then Wilson. But, you know, within the pocket, Greg, does he have a sense of where the pressure's coming from? Can he handle and slide, you know, like some of the guys that aren't the most mobile quarterbacks?
I think he has a good pocket presence. I do. I think he's got very good ability to look down the field and keep his vision down the field while the walls are breaking. And that's tough to do. You know, some guys can't do that. He can. Now, it's going to be live Sunday, so we'll see.
In the preseason, he was under 50%. I know preseason is preseason, but mm-hmm. In general, do you think you'd be a fairly accurate quarterback? Would you describe him as an accurate ball thrower?
Well, you know, in our college evaluation of him, he was 56% as a senior, but he was higher than that other years. He had an incredible amount of balls dropped on him his senior year. Before that, he had in the mid-60s, even in the high-60s. So I think he is an accurate quarterback, but he hasn't done it at this level. I mean, it is a different level. We know that. So. You know, that's yet to be determined. Can't wait to see it. I believe he's going to be. But as I've said many times standing behind here, you got to go do it. Thanks, guys.